This year's History Festival of Ireland takes place next weekend, the 7th and 8th of June, in the sumptuous surroundings of Huntingdon Castle in County Carlow. Apart from hosting this year's festival, the castle has an infamous relationship with Gothicism and the occult. I'm joined by festival curator Angus Mitchell and a past inhabitant of Huntingdon. We'll come to that shortly. Angus, you're very welcome.
Good evening, Miles.
Now, the original tower house dates back to the 15th century, and the castle was the setting for Stanley Kubrick's film Barry Lyndon, one of the locations that was used. It's got a fascinating history. A famous inhabitant of Huntingdon was a woman called Olivia Robertson, a member of an old Irish ascendancy family. Tell me a little bit about her. She's eccentric, to put it mildly.
Yeah, Olivia was born in 1917. And she had this very privileged access to the intelligentsia of Ireland in the early 20th century. And very early on in her life, in her 20s, having studied art, she took up the pen and began to write novels. And in the late 40s and early 50s, she became a very respected novelist in her own right. She wrote a book which is perhaps her best-known work, St. Malachy's Court, and another book which is a kind of fantasy about Clonagall, the village which she grew up in, which is called The Field of the Stranger. And then really, Olivia, after finding success early in life, she to some extent is reborn in the 1960s, really through her friendship with her brother, and with him they set up a what we would call a cult, I suppose, but in fact was an effort to establish the feminine side of the divine. And the Fellowship of Isis became quite a sort of gathering point for alternative culture in Ireland in the 60s and 70s. And Olivia, who carried on living well into her 90s, became the high priestess of this organisation.
Her brother had a vision that God was a woman, and she took it from there, did she?
That's right. Her brother was a clergyman in Norfolk for a while, and then I think he became slightly disillusioned with the Church of England and dreamt one night that God appeared to him and told him that God was in fact a woman. And this obviously caused a great crisis in his own sense of faith. He went to the Bishop of Ely and he told the bishop what had happened. And the bishop apparently, so the story goes, said, "Oh, don't worry, old chap. The fact that God is a woman is a small technicality. We can get over that." But Derry didn't get over that. And he returned to Ireland with his sister and they set up this cult, I suppose, is one way of calling it. But the centre for a sort of alternative faith.
And how many followers are we talking about? Are we talking about dozens, hundreds, or thousands?
By the end of her life, and she only died last year, there were tens of thousands of followers around the world. And Olivia, in that circle, was hugely admired and respected. But over the years, over the 40 years when Huntingdon became the location or the centre for this organisation, it was amazing who passed through there just to kind of revel in the idea. Everyone from Mick Jagger to Charlie Hockey, I think. And, the visitors' book is quite astounding, really, in terms of who went there.
You've spent a bit of time there yourself, so therefore you may have some personal experience of that other thing that I alluded to in the introduction, because Huntingdon has ghostly associations. Tell us about those.
Yes, there are a number of ghosts who have been seen in the house. There's supposed to be a Bishop of Limerick, actually, who appears in one of the bedrooms now and again. And then I suppose the figure who is most fondly remembered is W.B. Yeats, who is supposed to have tried to spend a night in the library at Huntingdon, but he apparently, after a few hours sitting on his own in that room, came out saying that it was far too haunted and he couldn't possibly spend any more time in there.
Well, there's somebody who had an interest in the occult.
Yeah, for sure. And Yeats was very close to the family, although Nora, in her memoirs, isn't particularly polite about him.
And will Huntingdon and the Temple of Isis and perhaps the ghostly associations, will that be part of the discussions at the History Festival this year?
Yes, we'll have one session that will remember Olivia Robertson, but we've got some very significant speakers talking about different aspects of the esoteric, most notably Angela Burke, who's going to be talking about Jeremiah Curtin's tales of the fairies and of the ghost world, and then Nicola Gordon-Bow, who's going to be talking about A.E. and George Russell and Yeats, Meg Harper, who's a professor of literature at Limerick University. She's going to be talking about Yeats's vision poems. So that's going to be a significant part of the festival, but we'll also, over the 2 days, be really concentrating also on the First World War. And there's, on the Sunday afternoon, a section dedicated to the history of Irish gardens.
Okay, you can find details of this year's History Festival of Ireland on our website. The curator is Angus Mitchell. Angus, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Miles.